This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Yes, it is a time of year for you to take stock of your entire 2019 and invest into your 2020. Explore your wins, your losses, your goals for next year, your risk that change you and more. Jeevendra Sadevan is here. And of course, we'll be talking about 2019 by asking and answering just 19 deep questions about your year. Just 19. Wait for 20 next year. Before you set your goals for 2020, take a few hours a weekend to go as deep as you need to with each of these questions in order to play a much bigger game in 2020. And something very exciting about 2020, right? It's a nice number. It's the start of a new decade. You know, you can sort of plan for that. So, again, we know, just a reminder, how should someone do this review? Is it, what's the most effective way? By yourself? With a partner or as a group?
So the thing with reviews, yeah, is you require just two things, really. One, an honest heart. So you're really honest. And two, an engaged brain. So you want to do these two things. And I actually recommend to many people is if you have a spouse, it's really awesome to do it with someone. Do it your spouse, your partner. Business partners can do a little camp, then go away for half a day or even one day or a weekend and do this. Or you can just do it with yourself. Sit down and do it. Because the questions, I designed the questions to probe very, very deeply into your year to look at so many things that you wouldn't normally look at or even think about. So the questions that were designed to trigger you, actually. So some people, when I do this review, they even break down and cry. I mean, it's amazing. So it really triggers you. And I recently did this at a conference of about 100 people, and they had massive breakthroughs on this because these are questions that have such a huge impact on your life and yet things that you don't think about consciously. So I would recommend that either you do this alone or with partners. It works both ways.
Right.
But what doesn't work is if you do it quickly.
Okay.
What does work is you take your time with it. So you sit down for a couple of hours and a good cup of coffee and you really go for it. You really go every single question, go for it.
Right. And what tools will be helpful as you conduct such a review? Pen and paper?
Pen and paper, obviously.
Ooh, brilliant. Advanced.
But now, of course, many people are into bullet journaling and things like that. So that's awesome. I mean, you can type it out on your laptop and on your devices as well. For some reason, pen and paper just works magic. So why not just stick with your journal and a pen and a good cup of coffee?
Okay. Should employers do this too? Entrepreneurs?
Yes. Yeah? In fact, it's even more critical because here's the thing. Many people just rush into their year. So 2020 is just around the corner and many people are just going to just rush into the year. So you want to take stock. So you want to sit back, take stock of not just your business, your life. Take stock of your whole life. People often forget that you know, it's you have one life. That's it. So, you know, and when you realize that, you see, wow. Question then becomes, what can I accomplish when I learn from everything that I've accomplished?
One life. It just reminded me of a song I heard over the weekend. why do people not do yearly reviews?
Big reason is they don't know how.
They don't know how.
And they don't know the kind of questions asked. Usually they'll ask very simplified questions like, okay, so what worked in the year and what didn't work? See, that's not very, very accurate because there's a lot more to look at. And you're going to see today with some of the questions. Now, some of these questions are going to trigger you big time. So what I recommend is put a star next to the questions that trigger you the most, because that's where you need the most work in. So many people don't do reviews simply because they just don't know how, and they don't know what kind of questions to ask. So I've made it really simple. I've covered 19 questions, and it's going to cover your entire life from the 1st of January right up until today.
Okay. And once you've completed all 19 questions, what then?
Okay, the final, if you'll see towards the end, the final component is actually to set your goals for 2020. So you're not qualified to set your goals until you've done a reflection, a review. So that's why towards the end, that's where I start to go into that component. So that's the end point. So the end point is now you're ready. So you'll be very excited. I had this one lady from my workshop, actually, she came and she said that she was not excited about the 2020 at all. She was really down about things that happened until she did this review. And then she saw how much she's actually capable of and how much she actually won in the year. And she got really excited. Now she's totally blown away and excited about her 2020. And that's what these questions are going to do. They'll trigger you. They'll excite you. They'll get you really pumped up. And you'll walk into 2020 a very strong person.
Right. I'm trying to stall.
Okay,
what's the first question?
All right, let's go right into it. All right, question one. So first question, what were your top 10 goals. So it's up to 10. It can be less than 10. But what were your top 10 goals for 2019? And how much in terms of percentage of each did you achieve? So I'll say it again. What were your top 10 goals? And how much in terms of percentage of each did you achieve? So for instance, if one of your goals was to, let's just say, so one of your goals was to create, say, 10 million in revenues for your business, and you managed to hit 5 million, so that's 50%.
Okay.
So some people say, well, I didn't have that many goals. Well, hey, you know, write down, I didn't have that many goals, and so next year you will have some.
Right.
So but you want to take stock now. Take stock of every goal that you're pursuing. What were they? What were the absolute top 10? For now, you look at your business, look at your finances, look at your physical body, look at your marriage, look at everything. What were your top 10 and what were the percentage accomplished for each one?
Mm.
And if it was very low, then hey, that's a wake up as well.
Mm.
So that's the first question. So it's quite a disturbing question
it
for
is,
many,
right?
Actually.
Get married, 0%.
0%, there you go. So maybe, you know, you might want to try Tinder 5%.
Question number two.
There you go. In 2020, you know, so 52 Tinder moments or something. Who knows, man? Okay. Question two. Frida goes crazy sometimes, you know, so she's still laughing. But okay. Question two. What were your top 10 achievements in 2019? All right. So what's the difference here? Yeah. So the first one we looked at, what were your top 10 goals? Second question is, what were your top 10 achievements in 2019? So what do you consider your top 10 achievements? Now, here's the big thing. If they are drastically different, now that's a major wake up call, because it means that the goals you set are not what your heart wants. So what you consider an achievement, if it's almost the same as the goals you set, well done. That means your heart and head, they're aligned. But if your goals and what you consider achievements are completely polar opposites apart, then, you know, you didn't really think these through. So you didn't really choose goals that were reflective of what your heart really desires or what your heart really wants. And hence, you probably didn't pursue them properly as well. So this question is a very interesting question. What were your top 10 achievements? So what do you consider your absolute top 10 achievements, your biggest achievements in 2019? Now, sometimes it can be something as simple as one lady told me one of her biggest achievements was buying a puppy. And it just brought so much happiness into the family.
Right.
So I thought, wow, that's an interesting one. So see, what were your biggest achievements? So one person, it was walking away from a bad relationship. That was a massive achievement. Another person was learning to swim. That was a major achievement. So you see, it's not always just business or revenues or profits.
And sometimes the achievements not even related to the goal.
Yes. And that's the thing. You see, so you want to pay attention to if all your achievements are not related to the goal, then maybe you're setting the wrong goals. So you want to pay attention to that, you know, like it's very interesting. Like one of the people I spoke to said the biggest achievement was going on a safari in South Africa. And I said, did you set that as a goal? He says, no. But to me, it was a massive achievement. Just get out of work and just go there. I said, well, maybe for this year, you want to reflect on that a little bit.
Right.
And have a goal for holidays to get out of work and go for good holidays.
Oh, that was 100% for me.
No, that's 100% for you. So maybe you should stay at home. Not go for holidays.
17 more questions. We'll discuss that in just a moment. Jeevan Sadevan from Leverage Lab talking about 19 questions for an amazing review of your 2019. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
We're going through 19 questions for an amazing review of your 2019 with Jeevan Sadevan from Leverage Lab. I'm Frida Liu. Good morning. And what better time to go through this we begin December and it's also the final month of the year. So you've gone through the first two questions.
Okay, so question three. What were the top 10 painful and joyful lessons that you learned? So life always gives us lessons. So looking back at your 2019 from the 1st of January right up until today, what were the absolute top 10 painful and joyful lessons? Some things that happened to you, the really painful lessons, and you're, gosh, write it down. And what were the joyful lessons? See, lessons always, they can be positive or negative. So what were some painful things and some joyful things? And you really want to take a look at this. And these lessons, they're feeding you information for 2020. They're feeding you some information on what to do differently. So I had examples where one person said one of the painful lessons for him was being very slow to respond to inquiries in his business.
Right.
And he just lost so many of them just because he was just very slow to respond. Another one was not spending time with his children. And that was such a painful lesson for him.
Okay.
Because the children actually got used to that.
You know, very interesting. So when back to your 10 goals, right, as I look at it, you know, and you talk about the different areas in life, correct, whether it's relationships or fitness, correct, everything, you can actually look through it in these different areas. Yes. Say, what were the painful ones in each of, correct, these lessons? What, correct, were the joyful ones in each of, correct, these lessons?
And you want to do both because you, right, want to see the joyful. You want to feel the wins you had as well.
Mm.
So some of the things like you know, one lady said she spent a lot of time with her mum who they had some issues with, and then they got together again. They spent a lot of time, and that was a really joyful lesson in forgiveness, you know. So a very, very joyful lesson. So this is a very important question, number three.
Mm-hmm.
Then comes number four. So number one, two, and three, we looked at tens. We look at top tens.
Mm.
Now we look at some ones. So number four, question four. What was the biggest risk you took in 2019? Out of everything you did in the year, of all the different types of risks that you took in 2019, which was the biggest one? What was the biggest risk you took?
I know.
And you got yours?
Yeah.
You want to share?
Huh? No. It was just a decision to work with another party. Whether that, you know, it was someone to manage me, whether that would work out. It didn't work out, but we were friends, right?
You
know,
good.
And there was...
And you see, it expanded your comfort zone.
So yes,
that's what risks,
yes,
do. When you take a risk in something, it expands your comfort zone. For instance, let's say you go and do some public speaking.
Mm.
First time you ever speak in public, you're probably terrified. But then after you've done it, you're like, hey, that's easy. Mm. I can do this again. So your comfort zone expands. So that's it. Like one lady said, the biggest risk she ever took was to travel alone. But
right.
Now she just wants to travel the world.
Mm.
So you see, her whole life has expanded.
Right, right.
So whenever you take a risk, your life expands. And you'd be surprised how powerful this actually is. And I recommend to people, take calculated risks. Take risks. So of course, like when you cross the road, you look both ways.
Mm.
But that's the same thing in any risk you take. Make sure you look both ways.
Mm.
But take a risk. So
and look left again.
Yeah. So you want to really say this. You say, what was the biggest risk you took in 2019? So you want to write it down. You want to really think, which one? What was it? What was it? And then imagine in 2020 when you ask these questions again. So every year, at the end of the year, I ask the same questions similar questions, and the answers are very different.
Mm.
And you'll start to see your growth. It's amazing, especially
right?
when you journal all this. You will start to really see your growth. So that's question four. Question five, what was the smartest decision you made? Now, in a year, we make millions of decisions like, do I have Indomie or Maggie Me? Do I park in basement 6 or basement 7? So out of all these millions of decisions that you made, which one was the smartest? So what was the smartest decision you made in 2019?
Mm.
This is so critical because it shows you and demonstrates to you what a smart decision in your life looks like.
Right.
Like one person was quit his job. It was the smartest decision he made the whole year. Another one was very interesting. I had this one guy tell me the smartest decision he made in the whole year was to buy a massive seawater aquarium. I was like, what?
Okay.
I said, why is that the smartest decision you made? He said, well, every time he comes home from work, when he sits down after work and he just relaxes, he just looks at the tank. He says, better than any TV show. On Netflix, he just sits down, looks at the seawater, and his whole body just relaxes just by watching his fish tank. I thought, wow, that's interesting. So that's his smartest decision that he made. So what was yours? So that's number five. Number six, which three important relationships improve the most?
Mm.
So out of your whole year, which three important relationships improve the most? And you'd be very surprised with your answers because often there won't be work relationships.
Yeah.
It could be a relationship with a colleague or a boss, or it could be with your mom, it could be your best friend. You know, you guys were rather distant with each other, and then some things happen and it improved. It improved tremendously. It could be your relationship with a relative. It could be, you know, with one lady, she was saying it was with an ex-husband.
Mm.
And, you know, they both look after the kid and that improved relationship helped them look after the kid better.
Right.
So you see, so you'll be very surprised what the answers are here, but you want to take stock of this because life is relationships.
Mm.
So you want to pay some attention to this. So which three important relationships improve the most? Now, this relationship question gets two, actually. So the second one, question seven, the next on relationship is, what were the 1 to 3 things you did that made those relationships improve? You see, they never improve magically. It's something you did. It's something either you did or even didn't do.
Mm.
But what was it that you did that made those relationships improve? You see, so it can be something as simple as you just started to contact this person and started WhatsApping them some information or emailing or something, you know, and it improved a lot. And this one guy was saying his best friend over in the US, as he said, they lost touch and everything, and he just started making an effort to get in touch with his best friend, and they just got along like a house on fire once again.
Right.
So you see, so what were the 1 to 3 things you did that made those relationships improve. So you don't take it for granted. First, you note down, question six is, which three important relationships improved the most? And question seven, what were the one to three things you did that made those relationships improve?
And if you have problem finding these three relationships, what does that mean?
Well, then maybe your life needs to be more about other people, not just you. So maybe your life's just too much of you in it. You know? So that's what it could mean. I mean, not really. I mean, sometimes you could have a very narcissistic year. So where it's just you and your mirror. I mean, you want to have a bit more than just that, you know. You want to have some people around you. So yeah, so that's it. So if you can't even find three, give yourself a tight slap and next year make it better.
Okay.
Start spending some time with three, with at least three people. So the next question, question eight. Name three people who had the greatest impact on you in 2019. This can even be books. Right. It can be authors. It can be movie stars. I mean, one guy said Will Smith. God knows why, but yeah. So it could be anyone. But name three people who had the greatest impact on you in 2019, and you'd be surprised. And one of the people who had who I would say would be Jordan Peterson. So Jordan Peterson, I don't know who he is, but I've read his book, I've watched his YouTube videos. He's such an incredibly intelligent man, and he speaks on very good things. He's a psychologist, and he speaks on some extremely deep things. So he's had a huge impact on me, and even his book, I think it's called The 12 Rules of Life. So very good book as well. So Jordan Peterson would be one of the people I would say would be one of the three that had the greatest impact on me in 2019 for lots of reasons.
For me, it's this book, two books, Rachel Hollis.
Yeah,
anyway.
What was the book?
Girl, Stop Apologizing and Girl, Wash Your Face.
Interesting. Yeah. So you see, so you got that. So you name these three people, and it could be even, it can be people you're not very close to even.
Right.
But these three people had the greatest impact on you in 2019. Then comes question nine. Who are the five people you spent the most time with in 2019? This is very important. Sometimes we don't take stock of the company we keep. Who are the five people that you actually spend the most time with in 2019? You want to start to pay attention to this, write their names down, and you'll be very surprised. You might realize, oops, I don't think I want to spend a lot of time with this person anymore. Oh, gosh, this has been amazing spending time with this person. So who are these five people that you spend the most time with in 2019? And the related question, the next one, number 10, how did those five people influence you positively or negatively? So sometimes the influence can be negative. So if your five closest friends were all drug addicts, then hey, chances are that's going to have a huge influence on you too. So you really want to pay attention to this one. So these two questions are quite critical because in 2020, when you move in, you see, you change your friends, change the people you spend the most time with, you change your life.
Okay, just say you live with your mother, right? Okay. And you spend a lot of time with your mother, but you know the person, your mother has been a negative influence with you. What do you do then?
Okay, so let's say if you have a mother or a father who's, you spend a lot of time with, very negative, and you are spending time. So then, of course, it's your folks. I mean, you live with these people. So either you have a choice, either you can move out and get care for this person. So you're going to make a decision. Either you move out and get care for this person, or you learn how to be around such a person. So you switch off from some negative comments and all. They just don't take it personally.
Right.
So if they keep attacking you on certain things, then you just switch it off. So it could mean anything. But the point is that you need to take stock of who it is that you are spending this time with. Some people, it could be a spousal thing. You know, the spouse is a real problem being around the spouse. But so you see, when you start changing, when you start doing things differently, that person also starts to change.
True.
So that's where things get really incredible. The first thing you got to do is take stock. And then when you realize that this influence is either positive or negative, of course, if it's a loved one, then you're going to be around with this person. So you need to make the changes. You need to have better conversations. You need to draw boundary lines. A lot of family relationship, the problem comes from simply because lack of boundaries. They don't draw boundary lines. And when you draw a boundary, say, look, this is not on, I'm not going to accept something like this, then that's a boundary. So people need to learn how to draw boundaries. And that's going to come out of you writing down how did those five people influence you positively or negatively. Then comes number 11, more influence here. Number 11, what were the three best books you read in 2019? What were the three best books you read in 2019? Now, of course, if you didn't read any books, then you just have to give yourself a slap. you gotta take stock of that. If you didn't read a book, that's just not good at all.
Yeah.
Because hey, where are you getting information for to improve yourself? Where's that info gonna come from? So you need some good info out there. So what were the best books you read? Now, it could be personal development books, can be marketing books, can even be a novel.
Mm. What do people say? I just been watching TED videos or on YouTube, or I have been, you know, now new technology, taking up a course in Coursera or whatever, you know.
Well, you can. So that's different. Again, it's just different technology. For instance, reading a book versus watching a video, it's just a different engagement, different technology. But I got to say this though. There is magic in actually reading books, because we grew up that way.
Yeah.
So if all you do is just watching videos, well, that's one learning modality that you're using. Mm. You're using that method of learning, but you're missing out. It's like a person who says that I've never tried pasta. I only eat fried rice. Mm. So you're really missing out on all sorts of stuff. Mm. So you really want to think about this. And one of the things with books, though, authors often do very good research before they put it together. So the books can rewire how you look at things. So you really want to take stock of this one. What were the three best books you read in 2019? Question 12. Mm-hmm. What are the three things that you are most grateful for in 2019? I think people often don't stop to take some time to look at what they're really grateful for. Everyone's just chasing after a dream or chasing after a goal. Yeah. They don't stop to look at the things that they're really grateful for. And this is a beautiful thing, because it secretes dopamine in your brain.
And you have more than three, by all means.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Three would be like a minimum. Mm. But what are the three things that you're most grateful for? And you'd be surprised what that does to you when you write it down. And imagine something like, you write, so I'm really grateful for my friend who came in and has always been supporting me whenever I've had challenges. And suddenly you realize that, you know. And you could have a much deeper relationship after that. And you could be, you know, you're grateful for your health. And you realize, gosh, you're in really, really good health compared to what a lot of people out there. Or you're grateful for your money or your job. You have a really good job or you've got good money. And when you have that gratitude, your energy changes, your behavior changes. So if you're really grateful for your job, you might be a little nicer to your bosses. Mm. You see, you might be a little nicer to your colleagues. I mean, if you're grateful for your health, you might be a little nicer to your body. You might eat some better things. You see, so you want to pay some attention to this one. It's a really beautiful question, actually. What are the three things that you're most grateful for? Here's where some people really break down, because they realize there are so many things they're grateful for. It just never occurred to them.
Yeah.
It just didn't cross their minds. You know? Mm. So this is a really nice question. Next one, number 13. What three compliments do you wish people would have given to you in 2019? What three compliments do you wish people would have given to you in 2019? Now, this one is telling you something about your heart. Three things you wish someone would have said. So this is a clue as to some of the goals you can set for 2020. So if you say things like, okay, I wish someone would have said, wow, you look really good in that dress, or you lost so much weight, that's a clue that, you know, looking good is really important to you. Or someone says, you're really a good mother. So that's a clue that, you know, being a great mom is something that's important to you. So question 13 is a nice one. Question 14. This is a tough one, actually.
Ooh.
What one word sums up your entire 2019?
Mm.
What one word sums up your entire 2019? I've asked this question so many people. I've had all kinds of answers, examples. One person said intense. It was an intense year. The whole year was intense. Another person said tough. Another one said colorful. Mm. Another one said property, because you just kept buying so many properties. Mm. Another one said antibiotics. I was like, what? Antibiotics? Because he was on antibiotics the whole year. So that one word summed up his whole year. So what's your one word? Some said travel. Some would say marketing. Some would say branding. Some would say, you know, growth. Mm. Some would say pain. Some would say loss. So what's your word? What's the one word that sums up your whole year? If you take your entire year and put it to feeling, into word, what would that word be? So that's question 14. Question 15, what are the five biggest necessary endings that must happen for 2020 to be amazing? All right, so let me add this. From question 1 to 14, we're looking backwards. We're looking at 2019. Questions 15 to 19, we're looking forwards now. So now you're ready. We're going to look at 2020 now. So this question, what are the five biggest necessary endings that must happen for 2020 to be amazing? So what am I saying here is this. You see, sometimes in order for you to move forward, or in fact, not sometimes, all the time, in order for you to move forward powerfully, you need to cut the strings that are pulling you back. So there could be certain things that's stopping you from total success.
Mm.
It could be bad habits. Maybe you're waking up late. And I know some people who actually do get up late and go to the office late. Or it could be a bad habit, like you you drink too much alcohol or whatever it is, or you're hanging out with really negative people or whatever it is, but it needs to go.
I must end my
this
relationship end. With carbo.
You've got to end your relationship with carbo, go keto. But so this is the thing. You've got to realize, you've got to take stock of this. What are the biggest necessary endings? And look at the words necessary endings. So necessary ending simply means it's necessary to end. It's necessary to end this. What are the five biggest ones? The five biggest necessary endings that must happen for you to move forward. I mean, for you to have such an amazing year, what must you end? I've had all kinds of, I've had people say all kinds of things. One guy said, I have to end sleeping late. He said, I just got to end that. Another one said, I've got to end drinking so much coffee. See, you'd be surprised. The answers may not even be directly business related.
Yeah.
One person said, I've got to end taking my customers for granted. I got to end that. And this person has like 50,000 customers. You see, so what are the five biggest necessary endings that must happen for 2020 to be amazing? Number 16, what are five powerful habits that you must develop in 2020? What are five powerful habits that you must develop in 2020? So if you look at number 15, you looked at necessary endings, things you've got to end, stop, be done with, finish, no more. Then 16 is create. So now that you've ended those five things, now create five new things. See, the brain doesn't operate in a vacuum. You can't just say, I want to stop watching TV. It doesn't work like that. You've got to say, what am I going to replace?
Right.
For when I watched Netflix at that time, what will I replace? Instead of watching TV, I replace it with what? Could it be an evening walk? Can it be a swim? You see, you've got to replace it
reading
with something
else.
Reading a book. So you could be reading a book. Yeah, there you go. So what are five powerful habits that you must develop in 2020? One client told me daily planning. They're just going to plan every single day, every single morning. Another one said, early morning exercises. Another one said, waking up at 5 a.m., joining the 5 a.m. club. So what are five powerful habits that you must develop in 2020? One person told me something interesting. He said, create a gap before I respond. I thought that's very interesting. So every time they get triggered by someone, say a staff drives them nuts or a family member or anyone, create a gap of maybe even an hour, a day, a few hours before they respond. Always create a gap so you get to reflect a little bit before they respond. I like that one, actually. So that's a nice habit to have. That's number 16. Number 17, what five books and courses will you read and attend in 2020 that will guarantee you massive breakthroughs at work and in life? So pick five books that you're going to read and pick five courses that you're going to attend. It can even be small courses from Udemy or something.
Right,
it can be anything, but you're going to attend these five courses and you're going to read these five books, and this will guarantee you major breakthroughs in your life and at work. So that's a very interesting question. Then comes question 18. Now you're ready. Question 18, what are your top 10 goals for 2020? Now you're ready. Now you're ready to set your goals for 2020, because you see, you've done enough reflection. So look at all the things you wrote down and start to select what's important. Look at where you put those asterisks, those stars on those things that triggered you the most. Now start to select real compelling goals. Stop writing down goals just because somebody else has such a goal. Just because someone else has a weight loss goal, it doesn't mean you need to have a weight loss goal. Just because someone else has a travel goal, it doesn't mean you need to have a travel goal. Pick things that you really love. Areas that you want.
Even when you do this, it can be very mind mappish.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It is. In fact, it is. So I leave the format very free and easy to people. So some say, can I use a mind map? Can I use bullet journaling? Can I use a structure? Can I use diagrams? It's entirely up to you how you do it. But what's not up to you is not answering the questions. So that you got to do. You got to answer the questions. That's not up to you. You got to do it. And the last question, I love this question. It's my favorite question every time. Okay. The last question is, what one word or sentence will be your theme for 2020? What one word or sentence will be your theme? So this time you get to have a sentence as well, not just either a word or a sentence. Now, here's where it gets interesting with this question. Yeah, you are actually implanting a thought into your subconscious mind. So if you say the one word for your theme for 2020 is discipline, then that whole year, let discipline manifest itself. Read books on discipline. Watch movies on discipline. Go for courses that teach you discipline. If the one word is creativity, then obsess yourself with that word. I remember in 2014, I asked this question, the same question. What was my one word for 2015? And the word was incredible. And in 2015, I did some of the most incredible things I've ever done in my life. For instance, one of the things I did is I went on this pilgrimage in Spain called the Camino de Santiago, the Way of St. James, where I actually walked 209 kilometers in 9 days. I crossed 8 different cities of 16 of us. Across 8 different cities, went up mountains and valleys. And the end point was this church, this ancient church called St. James Church in Santiago. So San means saint and Tiago means James. So Santiago. So we're walking to that church where the bones of St. James, the apostle, is actually there. And it was an incredible thing. But because that was my theme. Incredible was my theme. And I did just amazing, incredible things. So it's a really, really lovely question. So you really want to think, okay, what's going to be my theme for 2020? What's going to be my theme? So some people have said things like discipline. Some have said things like growth. Some have said thinking big. One person said it's gratitude. They're just going to start a process of being grateful every single day, whatever it is. And this is really the most fascinating question. But you see, it's question 19, meaning it only arrives after you've done the 18.
Right.
So when you've done all the work and everything's done, now you finally ask the last question, which is, what one word or sentence will be your theme for 2020? So now you've got these 19 questions. You've done a phenomenal review and you're ready for 2020.
All right. And it's a good time to do this as we get ready for 2020. 19 questions for amazing review of your 2019. Jeevan Sadevan from Leverage Lab will be back in the new year.
That's right.
I wonder what we'll be talking about. Thanks for being with us. You've been listening to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.